Do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words and slander, as well as all types of evil behaviour, and lead such lives that the Lord can answer your prayers.
Lord, since we eventually become what we think and imagine ourselves to be, set our hearts free from all that grates and jars.
The moment we begin to compare ourselves with more gifted souls, we fall into well-laid heffalump traps. And Paul reminds us that we are most unwise when we compare ourselves with one another. How compare a dachshund to a Dalmatian, let alone a leopard to a lemming?
Lord, it is especially in my own fields of interest that pride and envy crouch at my door when I see those more seemingly blessed than myself. I give you now my affective emotions and all ambitions that assume too worldly a hue. Grant me power to move beyond the pain of unrequited longing to bless those who you are blessing.
Thank you that you have not chosen to walk straight past me in favour of some more cherished soul, as if all that you had planned had perished. Your promise remains clear. I will guide and instruct you with my loving eye upon you, and I will lead you by the very best paths for your life.
By your mighty power, you rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. Guard me as you would guard your own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings and show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways.
Let me not mistake my own moods for your authentic leading, but wait for your peace to increase. When something does go wrong, the ability to recover is as vital as the secret of success. When some precious relationship falters or some longed-for project bites the dust, grant me enormous verve not to lose my nerve and the grace to wisely readjust.
Restore and reawaken ancient giftings, Lord. Direct us to the people, places, books and themes that you select, which have the supreme depth to match our specific predicaments. We commit ourselves to leave no stone unturned and to follow each sign of your kingdom as your spirit beckons.
Don't despise the day of small beginnings, but go out of your way to appreciate people for what they do. Smiles full of tenderness and glances betokening depths of understanding can communicate so much without the need for words. Remember all the Lord has done. Leave room for my grace to work.
Lord, you desire truth in the inward being, so don't let us say yes when really we mean no. In our great concern to preserve our social standing, may we not demand standards for others that are higher far than those we set for ourselves. When we are under piled-up pressure, it is so easy to make excessive demands on friends and family. Show us how to ring the changes without overloading any one person or group.
When we plant potatoes in the ground, we wouldn't dream of digging them up every day to see how much they've grown. We give you certain pressing matters now, Lord. By your power, turn them into stepping stones.